I'm standing strong without a single snap, finding peace together on this dusty map. No more sharp reactions throwing us away.
Welcome to Strong Without the Snaps, the podcast for men who are tired of letting anger, frustration, and destructive blow-ups damage the relationships that matter most. I'm your host, Paul Steen, and every week we'll learn practical strategies to help you become calmer, communicate better, and build stronger relationships with the people you love. Welcome back to Strong Without the Snaps. I'm Paul. And today, we're tackling a topic that honestly hits close to home for a lot of guys out there. You know that feeling, right? You're talking, you're explaining, maybe even pouring your heart out, and it feels like your words are just bouncing off a wall. Or worse, like they're just completely ignored. We've all been there, and it's frustrating as heck.
Absolutely, Paul. It's a common experience, and I think it leads to so much misunderstanding in relationships. It's not just about men, of course, but today we're really digging into that specific dynamic. Why are you not listening? From the perspective of men speaking to the women in their lives.
And it's crucial to approach this with empathy. Because while it feels like intentional disregard from the man's side, there are often deeper, less obvious reasons why a woman might seem to disengage or not fully hear what's being said. It's rarely about outright disrespect.
Exactly. We're here to unpack those reasons, reframe some of those frustrating moments, and offer some actionable strategies. Because at the end of the day, we all want to feel heard and understood by our partners, right?
That's the goal. And let's start by acknowledging how challenging it is when it feels like your partner isn't listening or fully present, especially during conflicts or even just everyday conversations. It can really chip away at connection. We've done some digging, and there are some common threads here. Becky, where should we begin with these common reasons?
Well, one of the biggest ones, especially during conflict, is emotional overload or stress. Think about it. When emotions get super intense, sometimes a woman might just mentally shut down. It's a protective mechanism. It's not that she doesn't care. It's that she might be trying to shield herself from feeling overwhelmed, hurt, or attacked. It's like a circuit breaker trip.
Yeah, it's a form of self-preservation. When the brain perceives too much emotional input, it can just decide to dial down. It's not a conscious choice to ignore, but rather an automatic response to what feels like too much, too fast, or too aggressive.
And it can be confusing for a man because he might interpret that shutting down as disinterest, when in reality, it's the exact opposite. It's too much interest, too much at stake, leading to a freeze response.
That's a brilliant way to put it, Maya. It's not disinterest. It's often an overwhelmed system. And related to that, another big one is when she feels unheard or dismissed herself. If a woman feels like her perspective isn't valued, or that previous attempts to communicate have been ignored or minimized, why would she keep engaging? She might just stop trying to avoid further frustration.
Oh, that's so true. It's like, what's the point? If every time I bring something up, it gets brushed aside or turned into a debate about who's right, eventually you just think, I'm not going to put myself through that again. It's exhausting to feel like you're constantly fighting to be heard.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? She feels unheard, so she stops speaking up, which then makes her even more unheard. It creates this silent chasm in the relationship.
So a man might be thinking, why isn't she listening to me now? While she's thinking, well, you didn't listen to me then, so why should I bother? It's a vicious cycle.
Right. And breaking that cycle requires both partners to really lean in. Now, here's a classic that comes up a lot. Communication styles differ. Men and women often, though definitely not always, have different ways of expressing and processing emotions. Women, generally speaking, may seek empathy and validation first. They want to be understood emotionally. Men, on the other hand, often jump straight to problem solving. This can lead to huge misunderstandings.
Oh, tell me about it. I can't count the number of times I've just wanted my husband to say, "That sounds really tough, honey," and instead he's immediately offering three solutions to a problem I haven't even fully explained yet. It makes me feel like he didn't even hear the emotional component, just the surface-level issue.
Exactly. The intention is good on the man's side. He wants to fix it, to make it better. But for the woman, if she hasn't felt heard on the emotional level, the solutions feel premature and dismissive, rather than helpful.
So men, a little tip here. Sometimes the best solution is just to listen, validate the feeling, and then ask, "Do you want me to just listen, or would you like my thoughts on how to fix this?"
That's gold, Maya. Simple, but so effective. And another related point, especially during intense discussions, is the need for time to process. Sometimes a woman just needs space and time to sort through her feelings before she can fully engage in a discussion or conflict resolution. She might go quiet or need to step away, and that can be misconstrued.
Yeah, my brain just can't process complex emotional arguments in real time sometimes. I need to take a walk, journal, just think it through, and then I can come back to the conversation more calmly and articulately. It's not avoidance, it's preparation.
And often, men, when they want to resolve things, they want to do it now. They want to address the issue head on. This difference in processing speed can lead to frustration on both sides.
It's like trying to force a computer to run a huge program before it's loaded. You'll just crash the system. Allowing that processing time is actually more efficient in the long run.
Absolutely. It's about understanding that different people have different processing speeds, especially under pressure. And then there's a deeper, more sensitive point. Focus on safety and trust. Listening fully requires a fundamental sense of safety. If trust is low in the relationship, or there's a fear of judgment or escalation, she might emotionally distance herself. This can stem from past experiences, even childhood.
This is a really important one, Paul. If a woman grew up in a household where there wasn't a strong, stable, or trustworthy male figure, she might, on an unconscious level, struggle to fully trust men in general. This can manifest as a difficulty in fully letting in what a man is saying, because there's an underlying protective mechanism that says, don't rely too heavily on male input or presence. It's not personal, it's deeply ingrained.
That's a huge insight, Becky. It's not about this particular man, but about past experiences shaping her entire approach to trusting male authority or male presence. It's not about him being a bad listener, but her inability to fully open up and listen in a way that feels safe.
So, for men hearing this, it's not a direct indictment of you, but an invitation to understand a deeper psychological barrier. It means you have an opportunity to be that consistent, safe presence that perhaps she didn't have growing up.
Precisely, Maya. It reframes it from "she's ignoring me" to "she might have a profound reason why deep listening feels unsafe." And that shifts the dynamic from blame to understanding and building. Then, of course, there are the more mundane but still impactful reasons. Distraction or preoccupation. Life stresses, work, family, fatigue. They can just make it incredibly hard to stay mentally present, especially during everyday interactions. It's not intentional slight.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I'm just totally fried from work, or I'm mentally planning dinner or worrying about something with the kids, and my husband starts talking and I realize a minute later I've just been nodding blankly. It's not that I don't value what he's saying. My brain is just elsewhere.
It's the cognitive load. Modern life just bombards us with so much. Our attention spans are constantly being pulled in different directions. And sometimes the person right in front of us, the one we love, gets the short end of the stick simply because our mental bandwidth is maxed out.
And for men, it can feel personal, but really it's just the chaos of modern living. It's a good reminder to pick your moments for important conversations or gently check in. Hey, are you able to chat for a minute or are you in the middle of something?
That's a great practical strategy, Maya. And finally, some people, both men and women, employ avoidance of conflict. They might withdraw or change the subject rather than engaging directly, just to keep the peace. It's a coping mechanism, but it leaves issues unresolved.
It feels easier in the moment, doesn't it, to just let it go or pretend it's not happening, rather than face what could be an uncomfortable or escalating discussion. But that peace is often just a superficial quiet, with resentment simmering underneath.
The problem with avoiding conflict is that it never actually goes away. It just festers and grows. And when one partner avoids, the other feels even more unheard because their attempts to address the issue are met with silence or deflection.
So we've laid out some really common and valid reasons why a woman might not seem to be listening. It's complex, it's rarely malicious, and it often has roots in self-protection or past experiences. But the big question now is, what helps? How can we improve listening and engagement so both partners feel truly heard? Let's talk strategies. What's the first step? I think the absolute foundational step is creating a safe, non-judgmental space. Both partners need to feel like they can share openly without fear of being criticized, ridiculed, or having their feelings minimized. If that safety isn't there, no amount of technique will work.
Couldn't agree more, Maya. For a woman, especially if she's had those past experiences we talked about, feeling truly safe is paramount. It means she needs to feel like her vulnerabilities won't be weaponized later.
And that safety is built over time, through consistent, respectful interactions, not just in moments of conflict. It's about the daily deposits of trust and empathy.
Absolutely. Safety is the bedrock. Once that's established, or at least being actively worked on, then we can talk about active listening. This isn't just about nodding, it's about reflecting back what she says to show you truly understand. So what I hear you saying is X, and it makes you feel Y. Is that right?
That reflection is huge. It immediately validates her experience. Even if you don't agree with her conclusion, it shows you're actually processing her words, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's incredibly disarming in a positive way.
It also gives her a chance to correct you if you've misunderstood, which is just as important. It opens a dialogue rather than closing it down prematurely.
And it helps you clarify your own understanding too. Sometimes we think we know what someone means, but when we try to put it into our own words, we realize we were off the mark. Active listening is a win-win.
Definitely. And it requires patience and calmness. Emotional regulation helps both partners listen better. When one person is escalating, it's very hard for the other to stay present. Men, this means managing your own frustrations, not letting them boil over, which can make a woman shut down.
When voices are raised, or there's an aggressive tone, all my defenses go up. It's impossible to feel heard when you're just trying to brace yourself for impact. So if a man can maintain a calm demeanor, it completely changes the energy of the conversation.
It's a conscious choice to de-escalate, even if you feel heated. Taking a deep breath, lowering your voice, these small actions can have a huge ripple effect on the other person's ability to engage.
And it shows respect. It shows you're committed to finding a solution, not just winning an argument.
Respect is key. Next up, ask gentle questions. Encourage expression without pressure. Instead of making statements like, "You never tell me what's wrong," try, "I've noticed you seem a bit quiet. Is there anything on your mind you'd like to share when you're ready?"
That's a fantastic distinction. The "you never" statements are accusatory and instantly make me defensive. A gentle question opens the door. It doesn't force it down. It gives agency to the person being asked.
It also acknowledges her need for processing time. It's saying, "I see you, I care, and I'm here when you're ready," rather than "spill it now."
And the key is to genuinely be open to whatever answer comes back, even if it's "I'm not ready to talk about it." Respect that and come back later.
Absolutely. Acknowledging feelings is so vital. Validation builds connection, even if you disagree with the substance of what she's saying. "I can see why you'd feel frustrated about that," goes a long way, even if you think her frustration is misplaced.
This is huge for women. We often just want our feelings to be seen and validated. We're not necessarily asking you to agree with our entire logical argument. We just want you to understand the emotional impact. "I hear you, and that sounds hard," is sometimes all that's needed.
It's the difference between acknowledging her subjective experience and agreeing with her objective reality. You can do the former without committing to the latter, and that's where the connection happens.
It depersonalizes the disagreement. Instead of "you're wrong about this," it's "I understand why you feel that way, even if I see it differently." That's powerful.
Exactly. And speaking of powerful, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is take breaks if needed. Pausing and returning later can prevent overwhelm, and allow both partners to cool down. Hey, I think we both need a minute. Let's revisit this in an hour tomorrow. This is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Oh, 100%. Stepping away when things are getting too heated is a lifesaver. It prevents saying things you'll regret and allows for a much more productive conversation when you both have clearer heads.
It's emotional intelligence in action, recognizing when you've hit a wall and consciously choosing to reset rather than pushing through and causing more damage.
And men, if you're the one asking for the break, make sure you actually do revisit the conversation. Don't use it as an excuse to avoid it completely, or that trust will erode fast.
Great point, Maya. The revisit is crucial. Now, let's bring it back to the man's perspective. How can men communicate their feelings and needs without falling into aggression or passive aggression, while also understanding the social makeup of the male ego and personality? It's a delicate balance.
I think it starts with self-awareness. Recognizing when you're feeling unheard, and instead of letting it fester into resentment or lashing out, identifying that emotion, and then owning it.
Using I statements is incredibly powerful here. I feel unheard when X happens. Instead of you never listen, it focuses on your experience rather than blaming the other person, which automatically makes them less defensive.
And understanding that male ego often wants to fix things or be seen as strong. But true strength isn't about always having the answers or never showing vulnerability. It's about being able to articulate your needs in a way that invites connection, not confrontation.
Exactly. For many men, vulnerability feels like weakness. But in a relationship, it's often the strongest card you can play. It opens the door for your partner to respond with empathy, saying, "Honey, I'm feeling really frustrated right now because it feels like what I'm saying isn't landing, and I really want us to connect on this," is far more effective than withdrawing or getting angry.
That kind of statement is incredibly powerful because it's not attacking. It's an invitation to solve the problem together, which is what a healthy relationship thrives on. It doesn't put her on the defensive, it asks for her help.
And it respects the male personality that wants to solve. You're solving the problem of feeling unheard by communicating that feeling directly and vulnerably, rather than trying to solve the argument itself in a dominating way.
So it's about reframing. Instead of seeing being heard as winning the argument or getting my way, see it as achieving connection and understanding. That's the real win.
You nailed it, Maya. It's about connection. Ultimately, when a man feels like his words are falling on deaf ears, it's a painful experience. But by understanding the complex reasons why that might be happening from the woman's perspective, whether it's emotional overwhelm, past trust issues, or simply differing communication styles, we can start to bridge that gap. And for men, it's about learning to articulate those feelings of being unheard, not aggressively, not passively, but vulnerably and authentically. It's a two-way street, always. Both partners have a role to play in creating an environment where deep listening and true understanding can flourish. It takes effort, it takes empathy, and it takes a commitment to seeing beyond the surface.
And remembering that everyone wants to be loved and understood. When we approach these challenging conversations from that fundamental truth, it changes everything.
So keep practicing those active listening skills. Create that safe space, and remember to be patient with yourselves and each other. You're building something strong.
Without the snaps.
Fantastic advice from everyone. That's all for this episode of Strong Without the Snaps. I'm Paul, with Becky, Victoria, and Maya. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Keep connecting.
If today's episode helped you, share it with another man who needs to hear it. Remember, anyone can lose their temper. It takes a strong man to master it. Until next time, stay strong without the snaps. We can build a bridge instead of building walls.